I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Oh, 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 oh. That's right. It's another episode of the Fried Podcast. I'm John Reed.
I'm Sarah Tiana. Happy Friday.
That's right. Happy Friday, everybody. And we're all always happy to be in here doing this.
I know. It's so fun.
Well, how was your...
We're getting so good at it.
I know. It's so good. It's just talking things. Not that bad. What... I don't know if I sound different, but I just got my lower braces adjusted today.
Oh.
I hate having these things, though.
You had them adjusted like Titan?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so painful. I remember when that.
I broke one, too. I was eating like nuts, and it, like this one came off, and it was like
wiggling. Because you're no-carbing it.
I'm no-carbing it. That's right. I'm still doing that.
Are you?
I mean, I've cheated, you know, I have weaknesses, but.
What's your weakness?
Oh, God. Beer. That's got carbs. Even the Ultras have carbs in them.
Yes.
And then just, you know, at 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. is my weakness.
That's my weakness, too, late night.
You do good in the day because you're motivated. It's
so
like daytime.
Good during
I already
the day.
Worked out. Let's just keep it rolling. And then it's like, well, I do need to go to bed. Well, help me sleep. More
yes,
food.
More food because I'm thinking about food. If I got some food, that would help me go night-night.
Right. It's like get yourself in a carb coma. That's what I do.
I know. I feel
so
like.
So I feel like I sound different because of these braces, you know. Do I look different to you?
No, you look just as ridiculous as always.
Open the door. Come on in.
Yeah, but you just, yes, yes.
Well, because I was doing radio in Atlanta, and this guy goes, do you have a dip in your mouth? I said, no, why? He goes, well, it looks like you, because he dipped, and he thought he had like a dip camaraderie moment. I said, no, it's the exact opposite of that. It's vanity. I care about my teeth. Apparently, you don't. No, so that's why I was asking you if I would.
I didn't even know that you had braces on your bottom teeth.
No one ever sees my bottom teeth.
Yeah, I was gonna
say, even dumb that I have them.
I don't. See, bottom teeth are really, a lot of people don't get them on their bottom teeth just because they're like, it doesn't matter about the bottom.
That's true. The only reason I have them is because these front two bottom teeth were kind of coming, sticking forward a little bit and chipping away at the top two.
Oh.
So it was doing damage to the upper teeth. And by the way, I got such a tiny mouth, you can barely even see my teeth even when I'm smiling.
You would be a terrible woman.
Thank you.
I have a permanent retainer on my bottom teeth.
I know.
Teeth.
Yeah, you told me that one time. So now we both have some dental work.
I went to the dentist yesterday as well.
Yes,
did you go yesterday? Or
I went today to the orthodontist. I did not go to the dentist.
Different.
And how was your report?
No cavities, which is very rare. I was like, there's no way I'm not going to have any cavities this time because I've fallen asleep a couple nights with just like candy in my mouth.
Oh. Like, wow, I've done that before.
Where I'm like, like you wake up and my dog always wakes me up at like 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And and then I'm like, what is that taste in my mouth? I'm like, oh, that would be nerds.
Nerds? Yeah, I can see those getting stuck in there.
No,
they
just...
Because they're tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but you do it on purpose? Or you just like,
I just fall asleep as I'm eating candy.
Oh, wow. I've done it where I did this one recently because I have these, they're not, what's the sleeping pill everyone takes?
Melatonin?
No, the real one.
Ambien?
Thank you. So I got that, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, and I've been told people will do sleepwalk on
me. Yes, yes,
I've
heard that
too. I did
that
the other day for the first time because I've had them on and off, you know, Ambien. Mm-hmm. If I had to get up and I'm like, so I took one, and the next morning I went down to the kitchen. I go, what is this? I had raided my chocolate little, I have a little thing of just little chocolate things.
What do you mean a little thing of chocolate
things?
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm not explaining this very well at all. Like a, what do you call it? When you go trick-or-treating, you get a basket, you put the chocolate in the bag, like a jack-o'-lantern type thing.
Okay.
Right?
I have
that for Halloween.
You have a candy bowl.
Yeah, there you go. I should have just said that.
but you didn't. That's why I'm here. I'm here to translate.
1 hour later, what did you do?
I'm here to translate.
Right. You're the reap whisperer.
Yes.
But I have all these little candies in there, and I woke up and there's just wrappers all over. I don't remember any of it. And I'm sure, like, I woke up, oh, this is a little chocolatey in there. But yeah, that happens.
So funny. My ex-boyfriend from years and years ago, Aaron Cater, do you
know
Aaron?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
I know Aaron.
Yes, so Aaron was raised Mormon. And so literally, like, the only thing that they could have was, like, candy. So
right.
He was, like, addicted to candy.
Yeah.
And I remember, like one time when I first stayed over at his house, I like kissed him goodbye at the, in the morning because mm-hmm. obviously I had to go to work, and he kissed me, and then he rolled back over, and there was like just a Kit Kat wrapper like stuck to his back.
That's hilarious.
And then one morning I got so much candy.
I'm trying to go ahead.
He also like one morning I woke up and there was just one M&M on my nightstand.
Wow.
And I was like, "What is that?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, I got up in the middle of the night to eat M&Ms and I thought you might want one." I'm like, "Who eats one M&M?"
Like that was your goodbye candy? Like one?
No, like he just was like, "Oh,
I left one out for you?"
Yes, like I'm eating so many, I should share. Yeah. He left me one.
Out of the 300 I had, here's one. That's amazing.
There was always like so much candy in our house.
Well, I guess what's more embarrassing, like to be in bed with someone and they roll over and there's like chocolate on their back because it looks weird. Mm-hmm. It's a different color.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
Poopy.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. For that to happen, or for them to come out of the bathroom with toilet paper on their shoe. I mean, which is worse?
Or
I
just
mean,
their bare foot?
Just their bare foot. You know, no. Just drag along behind you. Both make you look like a goofball.
I would
but
think.
One's kind of.
If there's chocolate without a wrapper,
that's
yes,
what I'm saying. Then
that
like,
would be pretty embarrassing.
What did you do in here? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you rated your candy.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
I just
saw the wrappers, you know. Like
so
you,
sleepwalking John doesn't get rid of the evidence.
I guess not. I don't cover up very well. There's a couple dead bodies down there, but I think that was from last time.
I wonder if you've ever, well, I'm interested to hear future, now I want you to take an Ambien every night, just like the
Ooh,
adventures
right.
of John in his sleep.
Maybe that'll be a separate podcast we have.
Yeah, I'll stay the night at your house downstairs and I'll just see what happens. I'll take video of you in the middle of the night.
We'll take turns doing it. It'll be like the Ambien hours, you know, we'll call it that. And it's like, what did you, it's like, you know, you got a whole nother the nugget just waiting there for us.
I've had friends that break up because... They get in a fight when the other one doesn't know that the other one is on Ambien.
Oh, really?
Or something. I've never taken it, so I don't really
It works great.
Yeah. I've heard that it works for some people and not others.
I'm on the knockoff one. It's not the actual. Ambien's the brand. Then there's like a knockoff one.
Yeah, there's
the price
generic.
Is so different.
Yeah. Generic.
Generic's the word I meant to say.
I know.
I guess they go toe-to-toe. That's
yeah,
a
they're the same. I mean, I don't think I have any name brand. Yeah.
I mean, some things you want name brand, I think. Like if it's like a certain, I don't know. Like
Q-tips. I think those need to be name brand.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what else to call them.
Well, all the other ones are not as good. They're not sturdy.
And they come off. The cotton just falls off.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
I have my ears. I'm allergic to my dog. So
Struggle.
So I probably use, and I know they're not good for you, before everybody tweets at me and says, like, here's why you shouldn't use Q-tips. I probably use them 2-3 times a day. I use
them
so much.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
A lot.
2-3 times a
day. Yeah, because my ear is just always itching.
In the ear, yeah.
Actually, one time before I got on, like, which I just take allergy medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got that, I, like, dug a hole in the roof of my mouth, like, trying to itch the...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's your inner ear is always a little itchy.
Yeah, my right ear. And that's also the ear that my dog always smells.
Oh, really?
And whenever he wakes up in the morning, he comes over and just like...
Uh-oh. That could be bad, though.
I thought I had a brain tumor for a long time.
Because they
can smell
that.
Tumors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I went and got an MRI and everything. No, trust me,
well,
I did.
Good. I was going to say.
No,
okay.
I did because Shannon Doherty's dog like smelled her boob, and that's how she found out she had breast cancer.
Right.
Yeah, so I was like, my dog,
so
I have a
good.
Brain tumor. I'm good, as far as I know.
I wonder what that is.
There's just something else wrong with my brain.
Yeah. Maybe he smells like all those Q-tips up in there.
I don't know. He probably just smells like the allergy or the inflammation.
I use Q-tips every time I get out of the shower. That's my ritual.
Which
as soon as I get out, because they're still a little wet.
So I like them.
I can get in there and then I flip it and do the canals part. So I go all the way in with that one, flip them, do the outer ear.
Do the outer.
The neck. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2 Q-tips every time.
Yeah. I also use
but
a Q-tip
you do
on
like
my belly button.
I bet that would tickle me.
It does tickle.
That's just for fun.
But that's just, yeah. That's just, you know, before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I have to, I also like if I'm not out of the shower and they're not wet, then I have to lick it. The toothpick.
Oh, yeah. I like them
toothpick,
wet.
The Q-tip.
Right.
You lick it a little bit, and then you stick it in your ear. Not after. You don't lick it after.
It's also
that's
a
not good.
Good rap song. You got to lick it before you stick it. It's one of my favorite ones from the 90s.
Sure.
Well, how were you this weekend? What'd you do?
I was in town.
Oh,
I
you
was
did?
Here. Yes. And I did I was just at the Comedy Store. My boyfriend was out of town because he was at a bachelor party weekend in Lake Tahoe.
Gotcha.
And so me and one of the girlfriends of one of the other guys that went, she came to the Comedy Store with me, my friend Laura, and we hung out there. And then
did you do a spot?
Yes.
Nice, nice.
I did a few spots there. And yeah, and then I watched you were in Atlanta. How was that?
Oh, I went to Atlanta. Yeah, Punchline. You've been there.
Yep.
I love going there.
In the cafe. Is that okay? Do you need to answer that?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Thank you.
John is very popular.
Oh, my God. I got three devices surrounding me.
Phone is blowing up. He has his computer.
I tried to prepare
iPad
a lot today, and then I brought too many things, I think. I was in Atlanta, and I love going to Atlanta. I've been going there for a long time. Punchline Comedy Club, shout out. You're there. That's one of the clubs that still makes you do three shows on a Saturday.
Yes, that's a difficult one, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But they're so nice. I love that.
Yeah, the Saturdays are their biggest nights.
Yeah.
And then 6, 8, and 10. And then I've been going there for years, so I know a lot of people. And I end up going to this place, and I don't know if you've ever been there. It's this place called Johnny's Hideaway in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Now, how funny is that place? I was laughing my butt off.
I haven't been there in a long time.
All right, so it's basically, it's very rapey. Shannon, stop texting me. I'm unplugging
it. It might be an emergency.
No, all right, I love my friend Shannon. Okay, and we can talk about this. Look, it's still going off.
She watches.
You can't put everything in one text. Like, she's the kind of person like, hey, send. What are you doing? Send. Hey, I was just thinking after this, send. I'm like, put all of it in one. And look, it's like eight things are going off at once. And I'm going to make her listen to this podcast.
What is she asking?
Well, let's read it. I mean, you know, we're in the moment.
She's like, how did your braces appointment go?
Well, let's see what it is. All right. No progress on living spaces.
Uh-oh.
Who knows? They said they ordered the part and asked for it to be rushed. But
topical.
Who knows?
It's part of what we've been discussing, your furniture woes.
Right. That was one text. And the next one was, when do you leave again? I want to schedule some guys to come out and give me some bids. Bids. Oh, it's Scott Dunlap's birthday, FYI. So that was three separate things, but that could have been put in one text. Anyway.
Bids on what?
Oh, I'm getting my kitchen redone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you are just really transforming your house.
I'm telling you, it's like every 5 to 7 years, I'm like cleaning out the closet. And that includes my body and everything. You know?
Every presidential term, after a two-term president leaves, you clean everything.
Yeah, that's about right. I'm like in the middle of it. That's weird. We're not synced up correctly. But okay, anyway.
You were in Atlanta.
Oh, Johnny's Hideaway. Thank you. Yes, that place is hilarious. Okay, so it's you can smoke in there, kind of like Santa's Pub.
Okie dokie.
Those places are very rare these days.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very, like, mobbish, like, you know, Sinatra types, you know.
What, wearing a suit, you mean?
Yeah, some of that.
They serve Italian food?
That's it, mostly.
So they serve Italian food and you
that's
can smoke
That's very Italian-y in there. You know what I'm talking about? Like, Goodfellas type vibe.
Like they're
like it might be run by the mob kind of thing.
Gotcha.
You know? Like what the Comedy Store used to be before it was a Comedy Store.
Zeros.
Like that kind of vibe, I would imagine. You can smoke in there. You can't wear a hat. You got to have a collared shirt. All, you know,
you have
that
to be
stuff.
White.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what what that means.
Yeah, if it's run by the mob.
And then it says no baggy pants.
Yep.
No do-rags. No sneakers. It's like, okay, just say it. You
just
don't want any black people
in
here.
Yeah. That's
pretty much what they mean. So we go in there, but they play the best music, though. Like, it's like everything is a hit, and you can dance, and everyone's dancing, but it's like a lot of older dudes who are rich and a lot of girls who are there for the rich dudes.
To potentially.
AKA the escorts, mostly.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, like a Vegas-y type vibe.
Okay.
And then also, the opposite of that, rich old ladies and these young dudes who are trying to pick up on that.
Air horn!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious to watch it play out.
I love that you just said air horn.
Yeah. That's more fun. Air horn! In case you don't know what we're doing, it's in there.
I love that we just murdered Aaron's ears.
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
Aaron.
So sorry, brother. But, yeah, I don't know.
So you had fun going there.
If you'd been there, you'd know, because that place is it's weird like that.
It's been a long time since I've been there.
And my buddy Brent, my opener Brent, I took with me. This dude's 6'7" tall. And he's a big boy, right?
Yep.
And he talks about it, but he's a millennial.
Okay, good. Great.
So this is fun for him, too, because he's like, what? I didn't know these places existed.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But he's huge. And anyway, he's standing there, and he's just kind of taking it all in, and he's got a beer in his hand, and like a bottle of beer, and he's holding it by the neck, you know? And there's this, this older white lady who's who's like dancing, kind of getting close, backing up to him.
Oh,
you know, because he's a young-looking young man. Maybe sure, he's for sale.
Yeah. And?
It's like a white get out, but get on in here. And so she's like doing this little dance. It's that old lady dance or any kind of old person dance where they're trying to shake their butt, but the muscles aren't moving. So
they
it's mostly just
it really
walking
wide.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
you
they're waggling, not wiggling.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's just a waggle.
Wagging.
And then she, Brent's just like kind of like looking at her laughing, and she just falls like she was drunk. And like face forward, her forehead hit his bottle. Like it went bang like that. And he didn't lose a grip on it. He just moved it out of the way and just like, olay, like a bull. And she just hit the floor. And
he let her fall.
Well, I mean, he wasn't expecting her to headbutt his beer. You know? It just happened really quick. Gravity's fast.
Sure.
So she was just down. And we're like, oh, okay. And then we help her up. And that was the highlight of my whole Atlanta trip. Is watching that moment.
What, maybe that was her like ploy to get him. It was like, oh, maybe this young man will help me up off the floor.
Right.
And like take care of me and like. Like massage my hip
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, put it back in place. Help me get a new one.
I used to have moves like that when I, not moves like that, but
not
like.
Not like that.
When I was like still dating and like going out to speak, you know, like I just didn't
pretend
know.
To be a damsel in distress.
I would just, yes, I would go to the guy and be like, hey, is so-and-so looking at me right now? Like to whatever guy was like back where I walked from.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
The guy in the glasses still looking at me? And he'd be like, no, or something, you know, yeah, I'm like,
I love
can
this.
You just stay next to me until he goes away?
That's so good.
And then and was, I was like, or I'd be like, can you put your arm around me? Can you put your arm around me? You, you know? And then they would do that. And I'm like, is that guy still looking, you know? Like, and then it would make them feel like they rescued me from some sort of terrible situation. Or it would get the conversation started. Ba-ba-boom,
you know? Brilliant. Now, was the dude in the glasses looking at you, was he in on it?
No.
Like, it was like a friend? You said, go over and be creepy for a minute.
No.
Okay.
I would just, or if it was somebody that I didn't want to talk to, I would, and I saw somebody I did want to talk to, then I would use that guy that I didn't want to talk to as the guy. Because he was probably still looking at me as I walked away.
Sarah, this is why we have a podcast together.
Because I'm teaching you new things.
No. I've done that move.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but it's different when a guy does it to a girl.
Okay.
I would be like, I use it like, okay, my ex-girlfriend's standing over there, and I came with some friends. Anyway, I just want, will you just stand here and talk to me for like a minute so she'd get jealous? Like, I just want her to feel jealous because she cheated on me. Like, I'll make up this whole backstory.
Oh, wow.
And this one girl's like, and I ended up dating that girl from that experience like a month or two.
Hey.
So it worked out.
Amazing.
Yeah, it worked, but it's a different tactic, see?
Different tactic.
Yeah.
I think you could do the same thing.
Yeah.
Just like whether you don't say it like ex-girlfriend. Just be like, listen, this girl like followed me. Like, can you just like stand here and just like make her realize that maybe I'm more interested in you.
She's
whatever.
Also like my next door neighbor, so I'm going to need you to go home with me. I need her to see you walk in the house.
Yes, yes. She also sleeps in the same bed with me. So if you could take her position so that she won't sleep in the bed.
Right, right.
That would be amazing.
That's smart.
Ugh. My gosh.
Well, that's what I was doing, and I missed the Oscars because I was on the stage.
Did you have a Sunday show?
Sunday night show.
Oh.
So I was there.
Those are so tough.
In front of a half-packed crowd.
Yeah,
on a
I had
Sunday.
Really low numbers at that club when I was there,
you know what?
But that was my first time.
Everyone
there.
Had told me that it's only a Saturday club. I mean, they have a Thursday, they have a Friday and a Sunday, but like it's hard for everyone. That Saturday is why I have three, because for whatever reason, it's just, you know, that's where they do it.
Well, that makes sense. So you didn't see the Oscars?
Didn't get to watch it. No, I mean, I've heard some things, but I didn't get to see it happen.
I liked it. I thought my mom and I were talking about this yesterday, and she said, you know, obviously it was too long.
Oh, I heard that.
Which makes sense because she lives on the East Coast, so it was over at like midnight at their time. But I think all the ones that I expected to win, there were only a couple because I filled out like me and my boyfriend had these prop bet sheets.
Oh, that,
So I was like, you know, will the best actor speech be over a minute and 40 seconds or under? It was like, is somebody going to trip? How many mentions of Trump over and under 2.5? You know, whatever it was. And But I got most everything right, like in the categories of like best cinematographer, best director, you know.
Is this something that your dad would bet on? Because he likes to play, he bet on football. I wonder if this is in his wheelhouse too. You know, him and the the captain or who's the
General?
The general. Sorry. I knew there's some rank. I know he had a
General and him probably would have had they or but I would imagine my dad saying something like, I ain't watched none of that crap.
Pretty sure my parents didn't watch it either.
My dad watched Get Out when I was at home because I had a screener and he was like, wasn't that scary? I was like, well, yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not about.
It's not really.
It's only scary for black people, really.
That movie
if you don't
is,
get the metaphor.
I love that movie.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Really good. Now, didn't it win
that
something?
That actor, he won best screenplay.
Good.
The screenwriter.
Good.
Yeah. For best original screenplay, I believe it
As
was.
A white guy, you got to be careful when you talk about that movie. You can't say, well, I didn't see it. It looks like you didn't care. But if you say, I loved it, I saw it 8 times. And that's a little like, hey, pump the brakes. Why are you watching it so much? You want that shit to happen?
Yeah, exactly. It was a little difficult for me to. I didn't watch it for a long time because I felt like it just had so much amped.
Yeah.
It was like so amped up. But it wasn't my favorite. I thought that that guy, that the lead actor from that movie, was really, really good.
He was good.
He was incredible. I thought he should have been nominated.
He wasn't even nominated?
He was.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I mean,
good.
But I was just saying I agreed with the nomination
yes.
because he wasn't nominated in the Golden Globes or whatever.
Right. Well, the girl who played in that film who cried, who was saying like, no.
Oh, yeah, the older black lady.
That scene?
She's amazing.
Where she
yeah.
said that, like, I don't know, it's like maybe 30 seconds, and then slowly started crying. Mm-hmm. Like, that for that scene alone should have won something.
I know.
Because that was good. That's hard to do.
A lot of people said that she should have been nominated for something, you know, because, honestly, like, I think she should have been nominated more than, like, Octavia Spencer from Shape of Water. Because I love Octavia Spencer. She's so good in everything.
She's in everything.
But I felt like her character in Shape of Water was very similar
sure.
to a lot of other characters that she has played. Not that that should go into, you know, go into account.
Her. Right.
But I just felt like there were other
people. Octavia was nominated.
Yes.
Okay.
She was.
Yeah, it's like, you know, let's give somebody else a chance.
But we all knew Allison Janney was going to win for Best Supporting Act from I, Tonya.
I saw that. That was good.
Whew.
That was really good.
Yes. Did you see Shape of Water? I think we talked about it. Yes.
I
so that won Best Picture, which I agree with.
I said they should have called it Beauty and the Bass.
Yes. It's just Splash in reverse.
I heard that one, and I heard Grinding Nemo.
The fish was there. He came and he brought his mom, which was just a fish, and she had a little purse on her. It was so funny. He walked the red carpet, that guy.
The guy who played the actual
the swamp thing.
He was a tall, skinny, redheaded guy, right?
I didn't know what he looked like in real person. He came and dressed as the character.
Oh, I saw the red carpet, and they interviewed that guy.
Oh,
yeah. So maybe he put the outfit on later because this
or
was
maybe
like
somebody else came with the doppelganger.
Yeah, right.
I saw Guillermo del Toro like won for best director for that movie, which I thought was so well deserved because it was to me like an incredible feat of filmmaking and just scripting it out. Like he designed the character, you know, like he's so proficient with monsters. And it's honestly not a movie that I went into wanting to see because I'm not really into any kind of sci-fi stuff like that. But I thought it was just an incredible love story.
That is the best way to see something, is to go in there not knowing much and just checking it out.
That's how I was with Three Billboards. I had no idea.
Right.
I think my boyfriend and I went to go see something, and it wasn't planned, or I was like, oh, I really wanted to see, like, this movie because I had seen one preview for it, and we were laughing so loud and crying.
At Three Billboards?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some funny parts, definitely.
So many funny parts.
Dinklage
especially
was
when
hilarious.
You see it in the theater with other people.
Right.
So, you know, laughter is contagious.
Yeah, it is.
And boy, it was incredible. Yeah, so I thought it was cool. I thought the jet ski thing was really funny. That was the thing.
I saw your tweet about that.
That was,
I didn't know what was going on because I was following my social media at the club, but not they didn't have a TV in there, so I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So basically, Jimmy Kimmel said, you know, like, this show's really long, so if anybody, whoever gives the shortest speech tonight wins a jet ski. And Helen Mirren comes out, and she's, like,
ooh.
Being the, you know, the Vanna White of the jet
right?
ski. And at the end, the guy that won best costume, he won it, and so he actually came out on the jet ski with Helen Mirren, and he's wearing, like, a life vest.
Oh, that's great.
It was really, really funny. So,
it's too bad that someone from The Shape of Water didn't win that.
Like, no,
it
right?
made sense.
Can you imagine?
Go back home in this. Go find Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah.
So funny. Yeah, a lot of people commented on how they weren't going to win the jet ski as they were giving their speeches,
oh,
which
is
just
that right?
added to the length of time of their speeches.
That is so funny.
But there were, I thought that there weren't as many jokes in the monologue as normal because I felt like Jimmy Kimmel kind of had to address the issues of this year.
I want to go back and just watch his monologue.
Yeah,
I don't really care about the awards. I like Jimmy. I want to see what his jokes he did and stuff.
The very cold open, which was just like him being like in 1920, because it's 90 years old.
Right,
so it was like talking about the very first Oscars. So they made a lot of jokes about any of the old people there in the room, you know, being at the first Oscars.
Right.
You know, which you know, obviously they weren't.
Well. Didn't some lady wear the same dress that she
yes,
wore?
Yes, the girl, the Maria from West Side Story. What's her name?
Aaron, do you know this information?
Rita Moreno.
See, there you go.
He's here, man. He knows everything.
Yeah, so she came out wearing the same dress.
Not Maria, though. Maria was Natalie Wood.
Oh, who did she play then?
She was Tony's girlfriend.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. I don't know.
I forget.
I was
the Sharks leader's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I was in the hotel room before the show started watching a little bit of the red carpet stuff. Because ABC had it on like all day.
All day, yeah, I know.
And so, it was in the background, I was getting ready. So I was listening and watching it, and I kept hearing them say like, oh, she's presenting tonight. Oh, she's presenting tonight. Yeah. And my brain just does this. I started imagining some like, you know, leopard in heat with its butt in the air. Like, oh, look, she's definitely
presenting.
Ready to mate. She is presenting tonight.
I mean, that's kind of what some of them were doing. But
wasn't one of the funniest, because you watched, what was one of the funniest Kimmel jokes? I mean, just the jet ski one?
Or, again,
yeah. That's a good gag. It's funny.
I didn't really think that, like, there.
He wasn't, like, nailing them, huh? Just
he made a joke about Get Out, and, like, not a lot of people laughed, and I was like, well, that just shows how many people saw that movie.
Oh.
And I don't even remember what the joke was, but it was kind of similar. Like, some of the jokes were similar to ones he told last year, but just
really?
With different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people did some very good my agency is calling me right now.
I saw that.
Twice
I looked
in
at that. I was like,
now.
Oh, I have that same phone number. Not number, but the same, yeah.
Yeah.
We're the same people.
It used to say Hollywood agent. I'm sorry. I can't talk. It's my Hollywood agent.
That's hilarious.
I have a Hollywood agent, and they're calling.
I'm going to use that.
I'm going to change it. Yeah. I'm going to change it back.
Because no one outside of us would know WME. You got to make it look more important when the phone rings. Yeah. Do you want to look at that? Or do you think they'll text you? Do you think you got a part in something?
Probably not.
Do you ever think that too when you see that ring and you're like, oh, is this good news, bad news, no news?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's no news. I'm assuming it's just, I try to always assume it's no news.
Right.
I did.
Well, no, speaking of news, you were just in Crashing.
Yes.
On HBO?
On
That's a big deal. That's awesome. I haven't seen it yet.
Thank you.
I've only seen one or two episodes. I need to get caught up on that show because so many of our friends are in there.
So many of our
including
friends.
Including Sarah Tiana.
Yeah, well, we shot that last summer. I think we talked about it when I went to shoot it. And it finally aired and it was the season finale.
Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to have one line.
Yeah.
But I ended up having two scenes three lines.
So
they just added more and more of our jokes because
nice.
I guess our jokes were super funny. So it was me and Mike Lawrence roast battle. It was a roast battle episode.
Okay. Nice.
So everybody was on that. It was like Jeff Ross and the Wave was on it. Tony Hinchcliffe was in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Where did they shoot that? Here?
We shot it in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
They flew the
Gotham.
Wave out to New York.
They flew all of us out.
That's awesome.
First class.
Go
to
ahead,
New York.
HBO.
Put us up at a fancy hotel. We got per diem. It was like a very... And we got paid as writers on top of being paid as an actor.
As you should.
Yeah.
Because you probably use your own material.
Oh, yeah. We wrote it all. Yeah. Well, yeah. I took some of their... I mean, like, we did all of them. So
yeah.
I don't even remember which ones got picked.
Well, I'm wondering if that's what the phone call is. It's like, they picked you up for season 8. Yeah. Or whatever it is. I don't know what season 8.
Season 8. Season 3. Sure,
yeah,
sure,
they're just waiting. This is a long story. It's an arc.
We'll see. So...
Well, you know who else loves movies?
Who? Oh, yes.
Do you want to do something else?
No, I wanted to play her.
Oh, you got it? Here.
I need to give these to you.
Let me go ahead and get. I'll get her pulled up here. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see if they watch the Oscars.
Yeah, I know. Let's talk to
her.
Want to see a movie, but don't know what to do? Go to Betty Boo for your movie review.
She's such a good singer.
Oh, should give her some sort of per diem. Let's call Betty Reap
Betty.
And see what movie she has in store for us.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what it's going to be.
Yeah. We should even know. Don't even know if she wants
to. Hello.
Mama!
Yes!
I miss Betty.
Hey, how are you?
We're wonderful. We're just chatting away, and then the time got away from us.
So we were like, I don't know if
we were talking about the Oscars. Did you watch the Oscars?
No, we started watching it, and it was just kind of boring, I thought.
Sarah said the same thing almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was, it was not as funny as it used to be, maybe.
Yeah, there was a little bit less jokes. It was much more like awards.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you did go see a movie, didn't you?
I did, but we went to see Red Sparrow today, but I'm not going to tell you about
it. Ooh. Okay, go ahead. Are you there?
What? Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to talk about 12 Strong tonight.
Oh, good.
12 Strong.
12 Strong is Rob Riggle is in that.
That's right, because that was the homework we told her to go watch it.
Oh, we did.
And give Rob Riggle a review. So he'll have to listen to this now.
Ah, yes. I cannot wait.
All right, Mama, you have the floor.
Okay. The 12 Strong is about 12, the Green Berets that, it's based on true stories that went to Afghanistan after the attack on the Twin Towers in New York in the fall of 2001. And Captain Mitch Nelson, which was played by that Chris
Hemsworth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thor.
That's right.
Yeah, Thor. Yeah.
And his Special Forces team. And they had just really disbanded, and he had been reassigned to a desk job so that he could be around his wife and children. So he was at home watching TV as the Twin Towers go down, and he leaves to go back. He immediately leaves his house and goes back and tries to get his team back together. And it doesn't take them long, and they head off to Afghanistan. And they are confronted with a fighting force of thousands that have tanks and rockets. And the warlord he was supposed to team up with, they only had a few hundred men and no tanks and only horses.
Hmm.
They only had horses.
Oh, yes. No.
The 12 Strong guys.
Right.
Horses against tanks?
Against tanks.
Oh, no.
Lions and tigers and tanks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. And even though Mitch was the leader, he had the least amount of experience than any of his men, and that warlord really didn't see any killer eyes in his team and didn't want to team up with him. But he gained a lot of respect for these men as they never gave up. You see a lot of violence and blood in this war movie.
Yeah.
But according to... I think I forgot who told me this, that sort of reminds you that war is a bloody and a brutal business, but it's also a necessary business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because lives back home, lives lost on the battlefield may well give others back home a life and a home.
Right.
So it was kind of unbelievable at times, but it was a good war movie, and we really enjoyed it.
Now, were any horses harmed in the making of this?
Well, it looks so one took a really bad tumble after he was blasted by one of the rockets, but he got back up.
I'm just wondering if, like, PETA's going to chime in at some point and go, like, it better be okay, you know, like.
Well, they have to be there if, like, cockroaches get used in a movie. Yeah. That's what's so crazy. But it's definitely not. They're not going to hurt a horse in a movie.
No.
Remember when that horse racing show was out and they shut the production down because a couple horses died?
Yeah,
that was like a Dustin Hoffman show, right?
That's weird. Like even in horse races sometimes, if one of them takes a tumble, they got to go out there and kill them right in front of
everybody. Something like 18 horses a day die.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they have heart attacks on.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what we were going to talk
about. No, I just, just where my brain went for a second.
So the show was called Luck, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
Luck.
I mean, eidactic memory over there.
Not luck for the horses, though. Good movie. You liked it. Now, do you remember Rob Riggle's character?
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, do you know? Someone Google it. Hang on. Sarah, you go. All right, so you liked it overall.
What do you give it? What?
Was it bloody? You said it was bloody, huh? It was like...
Yeah, well, it's just, you just saw a lot of...
hard to watch.
Bombs. Yeah, bombs exploding and people falling off their horses. And then it was, you didn't see all that much blood. I mean, it was well done. It was a good war movie.
So do you think that they got the horses because, I mean, why were we on horses? Do we like...
That's all that guy had.
Oh, okay.
He was from Afghanistan, but he was not with the Taliban or Taliban, however you say that.
I know, they keep changing the pronunciation.
Looks like Rob played Lieutenant Colonel Bowers, and he probably would have been the comedy one. Was there a funny
dude in this 12 of Angry Horsemen?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, Rob.
I wish I'd known that when I went in, so I could have paid more attention to what he looked like.
Well, he would have been the handsome one.
Yeah, sure.
There you go, Rob. John Reed, big fan.
Yeah, big fan.
I don't know whether this one guy, he looked just like the JT that plays on The Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay.
Totally different.
Wait, which one's JT, Mom? On The Young and Restless?
It's Victoria's fiancé.
Oh, see, I've been out of the loop for quite some time. I'm not sure who JT is.
She used to be married to him a long time ago.
Oh, all right.
Now he's back in the picture again.
Sarah, Aaron, do you guys happen to watch soap operas?
Maybe Jeff Stoltz she's talking about, like the good-looking guy, Jeff Stoltz.
Oh, probably. Let me see, because I might know. I used to watch Young and Restless a lot.
I think his name is Thad
Luckinbill
or something like that.
Oh, yes. Look at you.
Oh, Mom remembers them, but not Rob Riggle.
Thad Luckinbill.
So what were you going to say, Aaron?
So Victoria and Nick broke up? I mean,
come on.
He knows.
You know everything.
So who did break up?
Victoria Billy? And Nick.
He is on The Young and the Restless.
Wow.
He was on there for 19 years. JT Hellstrom. He played JT Hellstrom on Young and the Restless.
Woo, full circle.
Well, he's back on there now. He went off for a long time. Now he's back.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Aaron, how do you know this stuff? You don't watch
it. I have an older sister, so I watched it a lot as a kid.
He does.
You going to go with that one?
Yeah.
Hey, I used to watch it. My mom used to watch, well, still does, but, you know, that's what was playing when I come home from school. Because she'd record it and it'd just be on, and I just kind of knew
it
and
liked
it. Yeah,
you get into it, yeah, because it's on, but you start following it like, well, why did they break up? When did they have a kid?
Yeah.
When did they go to the moon?
right. And then when I moved out of the house to go to college, I was out of it for a while, and I got a roommate, and he secretly was watching it. And I didn't know, and he didn't know I was watching it. And then one day we caught each other and like, okay, don't tell anybody.
Now we're best friends together.
Yeah. It was great.
My mom watched All My Children. That's what I watched. Yeah. Susan Lucci.
Yeah, that was a big one. I never got into that one, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you can only have one soap opera.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. So, Mom, what do we give the 12 horses?
12 strong.
That's what I meant.
Because it was so entertaining, I'm going to give it a 10 thumbs up.
Wow. 10 thumbs up.
There you go.
12 strong. 12, 2 thumbs down, 12, 10 thumbs up for 12.
that's like 40 hooves.
So many.
All right. Well, thanks, Mom. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome.
How's
Thank
Dad?
You.
Say hey to Dad for me. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's getting ready to... wash up and go to bed. He's got to get up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
Oh, for his job.
Go to work. He has to work.
All right. Well, we always love that. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you off air, Mama. I love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Love you too.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
There we go. Another air horn. I should have waited for the total clip to happen.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it. I tried to go see it a couple weeks. I think we talked about it, and then I ended up seeing something else.
I was on a plane. It's right there in front of me.
Oh,
and I'm looking
at
other stuff.
That's where I got to see it.
Yeah.
That's usually where it's a good place to catch up on stuff.
Yeah.
Last night I watched Last Flag Flying.
Oh,
Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen that.
That's
one.
An Amazon original. Yeah, with
the three dudes.
Yes, who go to bury his son.
Ryan Cranston.
Ryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne.
That's right.
And Steve Carell.
Correct.
Thank you.
I was quizzing you. I had it right here. I started to watch that one. I thought, hey, it's a little slower than I want right now, so I just didn't finish it.
Oh, yeah. I just was in the mood for a good cry, and I knew I was going to cry.
That's what that does?
Yeah.
I felt that coming. That's why I quit.
Yeah, I knew that it went, like, I had to be in the right mood. I watched a lot of screeners in the last week just because I was getting ready for the Oscars. Mm. So I watched Okja. Which was another Amazon or original, I think, or Netflix, but it was about a little, like, this giant pig that they grow. It's like that. It's set in the future a little bit.
Ooh, got it.
Probably like a, but it's kind of just like an animal story. It's like
Is
a
it
girl and her animal.
Animated?
No, it's Tilda Swinton. She's like the lead, and basically her company is trying to like reformat their image.
Okay.
So they come up with this whole thing where they're like, we created 12 super pigs. We're going to disperse them to farmers all over the world for 10 years. And then after 10 years, we're going to have a contest to see who is the best super pig.
Wow. I'm in.
I know. And so
how do I not know
Okja this? Is the super pig of this little girl in China.
Okja.
I think it's China. It could be Korea. It's Korea.
Wow.
Because she's in Korea and... she does. They're very close, and she doesn't want to give the pig away.
Hmm.
So it's kind of the story of that, and it's great. It was like I didn't expect it to be.
Yeah.
You know,
was that a tearjerker or
a little bit, but not crazy. It was more just like interesting and funny and different.
I saw if you want a good laugh,
Here's
one I could recommend.
Uh-huh.
I saw Game Night with Jason Bateman
And Rachel McAdams.
Yes. Very good.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not expect that to be funny.
I didn't either.
Okay.
It's also a mystery, sort of like a kind of like the game of Clue almost.
Okay.
They have a game night, but during the course of this game, Jason's bigger brother, who's like richer, more successful, he's very jealous, always wins at everything, decides to organize a different game night where it's like he gets sort of kidnapped, and then you gotta solve the clues to find out what happened.
Okay.
And crazy things happen.
And hilarity ensues.
Hilarity, and it's also like you're trying to figure this out as well.
Wow.
So it's a little bit of both. I think it's been done on different... I think Bill Murray had a movie where he didn't know he was walking around. He thought he was walking around in a fake game the whole time, like a live
Wasn't
clue.
That the game?
No.
With Michael Douglas?
You know what I'm talking about, Aaron? It's a Bill Murray movie back in the day.
I don't know Bill Murray. I definitely know the Michael Douglas one, though.
Yeah, the game.
The game.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, this was good. Jason Bateman, hilarious.
Truman Show.
Truman Show's good. Yeah, kind of like that. So it's got little hints of all that in
it. So that was good.
It was really good. I laughed out loud a lot of it. And the way they shot it was good, too.
I watched Florida Project. Did you see that?
No, I saw previews for it.
Did you see that, Aaron?
That one looks like another one I would probably cry.
You're not gonna cry because literally there's like it's like full of like 6, 7, and 8-year-old kids, and all they do is curse the whole time.
Okay,
they cuss so much, they spit on people's cars, they like
oh my.
They're like just hooligans.
They like live in a cheap hotel or something,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. And Willem Dafoe is like the manager
That's
of the
right.
hotel, and it's in Orlando, so it's kind of like the dichotomy of Disneyland being right there, the happiest place on earth, and then here's this hotel, And where these kids are like, they come from really poor families and like they don't have any money, but they are really loved.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, I saw in the preview.
They're also loved because they're kind of like not wrangled all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to go to Disneyland and stuff like that. So
they're
a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fascinating.
That's a good one to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at, brother?
We are at 44 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's it. We're going to go over, and then people are going to be mad.
What do you feel like doing? We can keep talking.
Let's play rock, paper, scissors for everybody. Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Who won? You'll never know. We're going to put the photo on Instagram. I didn't even actually play because I didn't think it would matter. Yeah. But you actually threw the scissors down.
Yeah, I did. I threw the scissors down.
Yeah, I saw them.
And I'm you like, gave up.
And I did.
So
I was like,
lost.
Huh?
You lost.
Yeah, because this is two sheets of paper.
You threw your hands up in the air like it was a touchdown, but also a question mark.
Right. I think there's an emoji like that.
Where are you going to be this week coming up?
I will be in Sumter, South Carolina.
Sumter?
Sumter.
Sumter.
Yeah, it's at an opera house. It's like a theater gig I'm doing. It's a Saturday night.
An opera house in Sumter, South Carolina.
Believe it or not.
Fancy.
Yeah, that's the 10th of March. And then on the 13th, I'll be in Washington, D.C. I'm doing Washington, D.C. for the first time. This place called the Comedy Loft and Beer Baron or something like that. These do. It's like a Tuesday night. Virginia Beach after that on the 14th at the Funny Bone. And then after that, on the 15th, Richmond Funny Bone.
Wow, one-nighters.
One-nighters. And then on the Saturday, because I got these random theater gigs that are just one night. So I thought, well, just fills the week if you can. You know, Silvio's good at that. So then on the 17th, I got Garner, North Carolina. You know who's famous who's from Garner?
No.
I forgot his name. Just as I was asking, I was like...
Shit. You know who? You know who I love? Who?
I forgot his name.
Shoot, I forgot.
You know, you've got the face. Garner Performing Arts Center. I'll be there 17th of March. Scotty McCreary, that's who
oh
it is.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, I'm going to have to look it up because people are going to be like so this. Angry.
Honey, lock them doors and turn them locked. That's his, not his song,
they
but
lock them
he did
doors
that on.
And turn them locked. Now, you know me and Christina Pajitsky used to sing that song to each other all the time because she hated him.
Oh, that's funny.
And she'd be like, she would always say, like, squeeze my tits and pull my dick real hard. she would literally text that to me, or she would sing it to me every time I saw her. Squeeze my tits and pull my dick real hard. Sorry, Miss Betty, if you listen to that part.
Hey, you know what? We're adults.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. There's another song called Every Light in the House is On.
Yeah.
And this girl I was dating for a while, she knew that my little routine before I would get up and start getting ready for the show. If I'm in a hotel, I do this. I just turn every light on. Yes. To get like the energy up. Like, I'm like, let's go. It's showtime. I just turn every light on. So that's like my ritual. And so she'll just randomly text me that song sometimes. Every light in the house is on. I forgot who even sang that one.
Oh, yeah. I think my dad used to sing that to me all the time.
Because you would leave the lights on in the house?
Yeah. Oh, anytime.
He'd sing it like mad at you?
Anytime, yeah. Anytime you left all the lights on, would be the song that would start playing.
Well, what about you? Some tour dates?
I know. This week, so I was supposed to be in Lake Tahoe this week, but I had two cancel that and move it. So I think I'm going to be there in December now. So my apologies. I also had to move my first weekend of Minnesota.
Okay.
First weekend of April, I was supposed to be at the House of Comedy in Minnesota. And I had to change that because I thought I was going to Beirut. But now I'm not going to Beirut.
Okay.
But so instead, I'm going to be in Iowa that weekend.
All right. What were
at the Mill
is this
Festival?
In Sioux Falls?
No, it's
that's South Dakota.
It is at
Council Bluffs. Would it be? I'm trying to think. Iowa.
I'm trying.
Iowa
to think.
City's one.
It is. It's in.
It's right next to the corn.
It's at the Mill in Iowa City, Iowa.
Oh, I was right. I said Iowa City.
Yes, you were right.
Oh, I get
Mission Creek Festival, the Mill at Iowa City, Iowa on Saturday, April 7th.
There you go.
So sorry about Minnesota. That will be changed. I believe I'm doing that at the end of the year this year as well. So. My apologies, but I'll be in La Jolla next weekend.
Oh, good.
In San Diego, California. La Jolla.
We all love La Jolla.
La Jolla, yeah.
La Jolla.
La Jolla.
Comedy store.
I'm actually
doing a gig tonight at the Improv on Melrose.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, no one's going to know that. I don't care about that on this podcast.
Yes.
But, yeah, and then I'm doing the Belly Room tomorrow night.
Okay.
So I'll probably run into you again.
Oh, good.
Before we do this.
Yeah, I know. Before this even comes out.
Random inside info.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm sure I'll see you around town.
Yep. And I hope that our listeners have a great weekend. And don't forget to rate us, review us, subscribe, and share. Tell the world about Fried.
Tell one friend.
That's
it. One friend.
Just one.
And we can double our podcast
listeners. That's goal. I mean, that's achievable. One friend.
Then we can fill this podcast up with ads so that you never hear us talking.
We should have fake ads. We should, like, pick one listener every show and do a fake ad about them, you know.
About
like,
them?
Yeah, just like
anything. Oh, you know what we
like
are
some
on
some generic
this...
product. But it's a,
let's
a funny
just
way
do
of
an
giving
ad
them a
for
shout
ketchup
out.
Packets.
Ketchup packets.
You know what I love are ketchup packets. I don't like a whole bottle.
I don't need the whole bottle.
I want just a packet. Yeah. Just a single whoever gets one packet of ketchup.
Nobody.
I would be so mad if when somebody hands you one at a drive-thru, you're like,
What am I?
Just what did I
Did I get
child?
Three fries?
Yeah,
I got a whole bag of fries.
This is not enough for my fries.
Yeah, it's weird too because like if you, I mean,
giving
you
know, me a ketchup bag that says I want you to try this ketchup and then never get any more. Like this is a sample.
Yeah, what do you?
It's a ketchup sample.
Yeah, and it says fancy right on it. this ketchup's too good
it's
for me.
Very fancy.
Do you have some regular ketchup? This ketchup's too fancy. That's the things we talk about right here on the Fried Podcast.
Fried. That's what we talk about.
Well, thanks again, everybody. I'm John Reap.
I'm Sarah Tiana.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
And the radio up, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.